say food from it.
That's right.
Said what, so it's not a normal $50,000 check. Is that right?
Right.
Then I won't take the bid. Now you got these organizations, some of them approved flood plan, the white folks. Then you got the black Muslims, the blacks. Black supremacy and white supremacy. First Corinthians 15:50. Now I won't take you now. So you can get that all off your chest. There ain't no white folks going to hell.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh.
If you think you want in the kingdom of Yahweh, you can flesh and blood, white folks go in one corner, the black folks in another corner. Forget it. So you can stack on arms and forget that. Just unload your gun, you say, so there ain't none of you going. Flesh and blood just don't inherit the kingdom. See that now? Now we got a man that's around here now and say that the God sent him to set up his kingdom of heaven on earth. And Freddie can't hardly keep his age down there for being the word of death that kingdom of heaven was set up a long time ago. And you were translated into it. And I say you thought of it the Holy Spirit. In other words, why I had this race, it takes the spirit, not two flesh and blood, it's the spirit. I try to make it plain again, see? And this ain't over here. We think we're all here. See? This is under dispensation of law. Now here you have the Holy Spirit. That's all we did in this age. The Holy Spirit and earth, we have this training in earth and vessel. Is that right? That's what's in this thing. And therefore nothing else but that. You see what I mean? Now in the next day, well let me say it this way. You have a Holy Spirit and a physical or earthly body. As of now, in this present age. In the age to come, this body will be changed from a mortal to an immortal, or to a spiritual body, or from a corruptible to an incorruptible. You understand? Now that's what's in the next stage. Okay? You follow? Now where do you find that at? 15 chapter 1 Corinthians. Well, read it sometime. 51st verse. Read it sometime.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
We shall not all sleep.
We won't all be dead. But we not want to reveal from heaven. Okay, but I'll show you a message. But we shall all be saved. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. For the trump shall sound. And the deer shall be raised incorruptible. Is that all right? Oh, I didn't want to let you know what that. Now, we know what we're talking about. We understand what we're talking about. See? And we hope and we try hard every Wednesday night to teach you something that will help you, see. We want to be wise to how this thing works. And this is what the Roman Catholics came to do. You know, the Protestants came to, they came right in line upon line, precept upon precept. Now, let's go back to the 6th chapter of Hebrews. Just a minute or two there. And I want to show you that water baptism is needed. If it did, we could do the deed. All right, again.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of the Messiah, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward Yahweh, of the doctrine of baptism.
Now, the doctrine of baptism, that's full. I don't care how you do it. I don't care what you say.
That's right.
Ephesians 4:1, Lord, one faith, one baptism. Is that right?
Yes.
Of the doctrine of baptism.
Yes.
Is that right?
Now
we're over that one. Don't show who's got his teeth now. See, he has come off of that.
That's right.
See why? Because God's going to move it out of the way. All that breathe.
And a laying on of hands.
And a laying on of hands. Now you're going to get right into what I was talking about. That's the reason why I wanted you to read it. And a laying on of hands.
And a resurrection of the dead.
And a resurrection from the dead.
And of eternal judgment.
And of eternal judgment.
And this will we do.
And this will we do.
If Yahweh permits.
If Yahweh permits.
For those who are once enlightened.
Now wait a minute. Now just a minute here. Just a minute, sir. If you were dead for one time enlightened, to the extent that you understood the doctrine, you know, if you ever did get once enlightened, there ain't gonna be no backslide. No. And this is what you have to do. Let Yahweh teach you doctrine. You understand?
Right.
And how in all these days in this temptation you take nothing. That's what a constant repetition you all.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? That's doctrine. And where are you going? This we're offspring of Yahweh, we come from it, and you throw that in.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
You see that now? All right, read on.
For those who were once enlightened.
Now if you were once enlightened. There ain't no possibility if you get enlightened in a Roman Catholic church or the prophet, there ain't no possibility because you don't know what it's all about.
And have tasted of the heavenly gift.
And have tasted. And have tasted of the heavenly gift. And read.
And were made partakers of the Holy Spirit.
I don't want to say that you don't have it. And you were made partakers of the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm talking about? Just once in life, tasted of the heavenly gift, and partake of the Holy Spirit.
And have tasted the good word of Yahweh.
And tasted of the good word of Yahweh.
And the powers of the ages to come.
And now see that?
Yeah.
See that what I'm talking about? Yeah. The ages of the... Yeah. See that? Mm-hmm. There ain't nobody. Mama, papa, sister, brother. No, nobody. Don't stop you. If ever you get a taste of it, you understand? If ever you've got enlightened. Now listen, folks, I want to say this in conclusion. I want to say it in conclusion. Now listen, this is nothing else. This is nothing else, even if we spend all of it. All this whole thing is nothing else but a repeat. Get to me. Nothing else but a repeat. See, and they don't want to go back to you have to. And they're a woman just. They don't want them that can do it. Because that's what it like. That's what proves the existence of Yahweh. You see that now? Let me say this. In Matthew you have that it is his disciples come and stole him away. Is that right? Everybody sitting under the sound of my voice. You see, if I could just have one more. I think 9, 5, 4, 3. Now you listen to what I'm going to say. Everybody stepping under the sound of my voice, see the sun rise this morning. That's up to date. That's proving the resurrection of Joshua and the Messiah. Is that right? You see what I mean? And you see the city and listen to the singers in the sky. Is that right? And then you see sun down. You see the blue curtain in the sky. And you're a resurrection. And you ascend and sit down at the right hand of the earth. Start the stone, push it to their head. Did the disciples come and steal him away? Yes, they did. If they didn't steal the sun in the sky away. They can't steal the sun in the sky away. They can't steal him anyway. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You don't have no excuse for anything. I hope you got the time out of it.